I don't know about you, but I don't like it when other people hurt me. Sometimes it's intentional, other times not, but however it happens, at that point, our natural reaction is to plot our revenge. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Here's how that works. You and I, we're made in the image of God. And as well as being the God of love, he's also the God of justice, which is absolutely what you'd want an all-powerful God to be. Amen? And since you and I are created in his image, we've been given an enormous capacity to love, together with a deeply ingrained sense of justice. But when someone hurts us, let's be honest, our natural tendency is to throw love out the window and fall back rather heavily on our sense of justice, a double-sided reaction that leads us down the path of revenge. Jesus knew that, which is no doubt why he said this, Matthew chapter 5, verse 39. You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, don't fight back against someone who wants to harm you. If they hit you on the right cheek, let them hit the other cheek too. It's been said that the true mark of maturity is that when someone hurts you, rather than hurting them back, you try to understand them. I think that's kind of the point that Jesus is making here. Because when it comes to the likes of thee and me in our sinful rebellion against God, he turned the other cheek through the brutal death of Jesus on that cross to pay the price of our wrongdoing that his justice demanded. So, turn the other cheek. That's God's word fresh for you today. A lot of that hurting happens in families, and whilst the whole idea of family is God's idea, man, it can hurt some days. Amen? That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.